right back here at Rosie on the House, where we're taking your calls at 1-888-767-4348. If you're contemplating tackling a remodeling project, we do run a small remodeling company. We operate primarily in the Northeast Valley of Maricopa County. And I've been on an extended getaway with my wife, sweet Jennifer. And so when I got back, the guy says, okay, Rosie, you need to go find us some work. It is extremely rare that we have openings in our schedule. But I will say this, if you've got a remodel in the Northeast Valley that you'd like someone to take a look at, you can give us a ring at 480-998-6961 or just reach out to us on the web, rosieonthehouse.com. All right. Since being back, we were talking about last week all the things that are in our mailbox that were waiting for me upon getting back. My daughter, Julia, was in studio here earlier this morning. She answers the majority of all the emails that come through. And we asked her, we said, what is the number one topic that you're seeing homeowners hit Rosie on the House for an answer? And she says, that's the easiest question I've ever been asked. It's the APS rate changes effective May. And we're dealing with that on an ongoing basis. And our caller on hold right now that I'm going to bring into the conversation wants to talk about that very thing. Let's bring Connie into the conversation. Good morning, Connie.
Good morning, Rosie. My question is, I used to super cool in the morning from 6 o'clock until 12 o'clock and then turn the thermostat way up.
Okay.
And I'm wondering with the new rates increases, if that's really, now I'm on the Saver's Choice 3 to 8.
Right.
But that's still a good thing for me to do. I have a programmable thermostat that I don't know how to program that I hate. But because it has 500,000 settings and I have to call someone in to set it to figure out how to set it. So I need to do that before it just starts automatically going off.
Yeah. So are you manually turning it off at noon every day historically?
No, it's programmed to go off at noon.
Okay.
And I've been turning it up because it's down at like 72, and I think with the new rates, I don't know if it's really. And even in the evening, I need to change the programming because sometimes it's like 75. I can get by at 77 on a regular basis unless I'm really doing a lot of work around the house.
Now, how long have you been super cooling, Connie?
I started that about a year ago after I got a new air conditioner.
Uh-huh. And could you tell about what it was saving you?
I don't know what super cooling was saving me, but the combination of the new air conditioning and the super cooling, which I did all at the same time, I actually have a high bill, but I think it went down $75, $80.
Yeah. How big a house do you have?
I have a 1,200 square foot townhouse.
Okay. And it's a single air conditioner. Are you on the end of the townhouse or do you have other homes on either side of you?
I'm on that one end. There's a home on the one side, but I have big west windows.
Aha. Uh-huh. Okay.
West windows.
All right.
And not really good windows. So,
okay.
West and east mostly.
All right. Well, these are the kind of calls we're getting all day long about how do I now accomplish what I was accomplishing at the old rate and super cooling, where we were actually seeing people save as much as 40% of their summer air conditioning electric bill. They were cutting it by 40%. So what the theory is, what we're going to do is we're going to ask you to turn the thermostat down as cool as you are comfortable and let the air conditioner work in off-peak hours to get everything inside your house down to that cooler temperature. The clothes hanging in the closet, the upholstery in the furniture, the mattress, the carpet, everything inside the house. So you're storing thermal energy. Then when the rate changes to on peak, your thermostat is asked to let the house just sleep. And that super cooled thermal block now slowly warms up as the on-peak period it stretches on. And when the off-peak then hits again, we can then ask the air conditioner, okay, come back on and cool us back down. That allows you to keep the house within a range that's a comfort level, 75 to 80 degrees. And it allows you to do it at a huge savings. Okay, now, APS comes in and changes the rates on us. And we are still getting a lot of very mixed data, Connie, on what people are going to expect. We are either going to have the happiest homeowners on the planet, June 15th, or I predict there could be a riot at the APS headquarters, June 15th. Because in May, not only do all the new rates kick in, and a lot of people don't know this, in the summer, when electricity is a higher demand, you're paying more for electricity just because it's the summer. So the summer rates kick in. That's not new. They've always done that. So not only are the summer rates going to kick in, but the new rate plan is going to kick in, and people are going to be trying to figure this rate plan out. And you have gone on to the Saver's Choice. I'd like to study your electric bill, and there may be a better plan, the Super Saver Max. But the dilemma with that is you have to restrict your demand on peak. If you can restrict your demand on peak, you will save about, we think, 20% off of just not super cooling at all. We aren't going to see the big, big savings that we did see, but they are going to let us run our air conditioners 3 hours longer into the middle of the afternoon up until 3 o'clock. A lot of homeowners are really upset that the off-peak doesn't start again until 8 o'clock, because in an all-electric home, that means you're not going to be able to start cooking dinner until after 8 o'clock, or you're just going to pay the higher rate for fixing your family supper.
Right, that's not going to work for me, because I have to eat at certain times and certain schedules.
And is it an all-electric townhome?
It is an all-electric townhome.
Okay, so you're going to have to crock pot or do a little convection oven, get your cooking done off-peak in the morning or in the night before, your stews, your soups. The dilemma with the on-peak demand. Now, I went on-peak because I can manage my power. The problem with it is if you go to the max and you're paying the demand rate, if you mess up 1 hour the entire month, you're going to pay really, really big for it.
So, yeah,
Connie,
I think you've
done the right plan. I took a long time to explain your scenario because it applies to virtually everyone in Arizona. It is the number one point that we're being asked to address, and I want to address it more. But right now, I want to pitch back out to Romy, who's broadcasting as a roaming reporter out at the ribbon cutting and grand opening of the Habitat Restore in Tempe.
And I was just sitting here talking with Dusty and Mr. Silver about, what do we call it, Habitat Trivia, we decided we were going to call it?
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about your 11 years here with Habitat.
Well, I've been a volunteer on the board of directors for Habitat. Now, this is my 11th year of doing it, and I've just found that it's a great way to give back to the community. We have a family tradition of that, and this is really a way for us to reach out into the community and, as our motto goes, to provide affordable housing, to provide everyone a decent place to live. And part of that mission is what we do here, and that's at the Restore, by providing used building materials, new materials, household goods, appliances. All of the profits that we make from this go to support our mission
of building affordable homes for families that deserve it. The screening process to become a Habitat homeowner is pretty extensive, and then on top of that, the homeowner themselves have to designate a very respectable volunteer man hours in building their own home.
That's correct. If we're doing just a remodel, a kind of a rehab, it's 100 hours of their time. For a new build, it's 400 hours of sweat equity in the home. And we really find that the people that do that stay with us. They volunteer on other sites even when their commitment is done because they believe in the program, they believe in what we do.
And some of your favorite selection items. I love this selection of area rugs y'all have back here, but that's a very small portion of this 25,000 square foot facility.
Right, we've got the rugs, we've got cabinets, we've got a lot of appliances. We've been able to stock the store quite a bit with refrigerators, with freezers, with washers and dryers. There's a little bit of everything for people here.
And we are on the northwest corner of Southern and McClintock, which is Hayden, right? Isn't that Hayden?
It is still McClintock. Yes.
So, and y'all are open today until 6 o'clock? And every half hour, there's a giveaway. We've already got a second winner, Rosemary. She won the gym membership. Our next one's going to be a pair of Adirondack chairs at 10:30, area rug, and then at 5:30, we've got the final granddaddy prize, which is a 50-inch flat-screen TV. And again, all of this goes to support the mission of Habitat for Humanity, which y'all have. We were kind of in a little argument between 11 and 1,200 homes built in Maricopa County. And we were talking, Rosie had mentioned earlier that this is the fourth or fifth one, but that's just for the Maricopa County area. Last time I checked Habitat's website, when you brought in the Habby store in Tucson, Payson has a branch, Page, there was 14. This would be the 15th restore in the state, and the amount of debris that's been kept out of the landfill, the amount of resources that are consumed. This is one of the most green concepts that is on the market. And we're going to find the paint manufacturer because you've got this green sheen where they take leftover paint, they reformulate it, remix it, recolor it, and it's a great way to do an affordable painting job. So it's never... There's no shortage of ideas and resourcefulness here at Habitat, so we're happy to be down here live at the Restore.